The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Kirby Smart is on the headset in Athens, and he joins us right now here on The Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM. Coach, appreciate the time. How you doing this soon-to-be Wednesday afternoon?
Doing awesome here in Athens, getting ready for the big one.
Yeah, does it ever get old? I mean, do you still get the butterflies getting ready for an SEC championship game? I would imagine you do.
Oh, I get butterflies getting ready for every game.
Yeah, that makes sense. So we talked to Ladd McConkey a couple of days ago, and I would imagine he's one of those guys, you've been very complimentary of him, that typifies the culture you want there at Georgia. A kid that came in as a three-star, worked hard, never hung his head during the redshirt year, got better against great competition during the practice week, and now a kid that does literally everything you ask him to do.
Yeah, he does. He's a tremendous work ethic guy. He's tremendously talented, and he gives you everything he's got every game, and he just makes plays.
Coach, can you tell us, when you bring a recruit through Buttsmere, I was thinking about this. How much of a role does that play? I don't know if that's the first thing they see. I don't know if it's the last thing they see. But I've been in it. It's obviously, a lot of these schools have impressive museums. What role does that building now play? And how important was it to get it looking the way that it's supposed to look?
It's critical. I mean, I don't know that the kids make decisions based on the look of buildings anymore. They look into a lot of things. It's important. It's where they'll train. It's where they'll eat. It's where they'll meet. It's where they'll basically live outside of their academic side. They'll spend that here with us in a world-class facility. You know, a lot of the places that we compete with have really nice facilities, too. So it doesn't boil down to that a lot of times.
But I also think the history. I guess I'm also thinking about the videos and the trophies and all the things that sort of come with the idea of what the expectation is. Let's let you know what expectation we have here. By the way, look around. This is it.
Yeah, the history speaks for itself, and I think that's important. But, again, not every kid's looking for that. I hate to say it. They're looking how it affects them.
Kirby Smart with us here on Domino and Cellini on The Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM. I don't know. I'm going somewhere with this, I promise. I don't know if you saw years ago the Vince Lombardi documentary on HBO. They talked about after games on Sundays, he would have family over, and you would see his attitude kind of change as the night went on. He would start worrying about the following week's opponent. Is it kind of the same way for coaches now, especially at the ultimate level that you're at?
Yeah, it's very similar. I mean, in terms of there's a enjoyment of the work you put in that previous week and the outcome of the game and how things went. And then as the day goes on, you know, you begin to look forward as you watch other games and you prepare for your next opponent and you're trying to find ways to improve so you can be better.
How do you budget your time between, you know, spending time with the family, but, you know, keeping an eye on everything that's going on? Because there doesn't seem to be any downtime anymore in college football.
Yeah, there's not much downtime there. I mean, you're on 24/7 because you've got a cell phone in your hand. But I try to spend time with my family when I can. And, you know, during the week, once the game plan's in, we try to get a little time to recoup and get with your family Wednesday, Thursday, and then lock back in and get ready to go Friday, Saturday, and then repeat the process the next week.
I think one of the other things, it's become the world of the portal. And I thought you made a really interesting point one day about you didn't bring anybody in. And I think that's about coaching. You know, I'm not looking for you to say anything, but I'm bumping. I think you're the national coach of the year, and I don't even think it's close, because I think coaching is, this is our group. This is who we brought in. This is who we have. Let's coach them up and let them understand culture and let them understand why Wednesdays are every bit as important as Saturdays. Can you talk a little bit about not losing guys but also not hunting the way that you guys have not had to hunt recently?
Yeah, we do lose guys. That's one thing for sure. We certainly lost quite a few last year. I don't know what the total number was. Maybe 7, 8, 9 in the portal, but, I think that's the nature of the beast in college football. It's much more about who you sign out of high school and trying to hit those numbers right. Meaning, is the commit Is the kid committed to the process of becoming a good player? Is he committed to, you know, doing it the Georgia way and the culture of toughness and strike? And if I do this, then I'm going to have the best opportunity to play in the NFL and get my degree. And that selecting the right people, the selection process, is much more important than worrying about, you know, who you lose in the portal and things like that. I just think you can develop your team better by what you do in practice each day than maybe going out and trying to get a quick fix.
And to me, that's the epitome of coaching. Top man all the way down to the staff, and everybody knows their job. Coming into this game, people talked about coming off last year. How do you know, or when did you know? There's no such thing as a perfect game, I'm assuming, correct?
No.
Okay. How you can have perfect moments? Is that fair?
I don't know that anything's perfect.
So when did you know this team would give you enough of moments like that in game time after watching them in practice? How long does something like that take to assess this year's bunch?
Yeah, you're still assessing it, right? I had a good feeling during fall camp that we had a good football team. The defense had taken a lot of strides in the spring and taken their lumps in the spring going against our offense. But I felt like we were going to have a good defense going into the Oregon game. I said, you know, these guys haven't played, but we know good football players. We have good football players, and they're playing really hard. And they got to go out and get through all those anxiety pitfalls. And most of the young players that hadn't played or haven't played, they've all played now. So really every team you play at this point is experienced.
I know you don't really get to go to high school games to enjoy the high school game itself, but can I ask you about that, what it's like to walk in? Most of these kids are playing their asses off to not play in college. That's just the numbers. How much joy do you still get going to watch high school football players play?
Yeah, I love going. I think it's more about the community and the love of the game. The part I like is exactly what you said. They're not all playing for a scholarship. Let's be honest, 70-80% of them aren't going to play football again the rest of their lives, probably more than that. So it's like it's pure. It's what people go to watch, really, in the history of things, people go watch college football for, because it was different. And in that high school, you know, you're playing for your school, you're playing for your community, and everybody in the community is bought into it. I think it teaches a lot of great lessons for kids.
College football, obviously a business more so than ever. You talked about the purity of high school football. Does that kind of bother you, or do you have no choice? You have to roll with the changes if you're going to succeed.
Oh, yeah. You still got kids that play it for the right reason. There's kids all over our roster that do it for that. And I think that's important to the culture you develop on your team, is what kind of kids you bring in for that. But it's certainly a big business in college, and you lose some of that, but you also get high-level competition.
You made a point about one national championship, one SEC. Can you talk about how hard it is to win things? I don't want to say just the trophy, but to get the trophy. How hard is it to get to these types of places and points?
It takes a collective effort. I mean, you think about the amount of time that goes into a season for both teams, and then to make it to this game, a championship game, an opportunity to leave a mark forever in what's one of the most competitive conferences there's ever been in any sport. And that's what you get in the SEC. So you get an opportunity to go win a championship and make it a big game.
Is this the only game that you'll talk about before it happens, whether it's spring, August, the SEC championship game? You don't care about the Fiesta and what game, semifinal game playing at Mercedes?
Isn't the ultimate goal is to get to the SEC championship game?
Yeah, do you guys say out loud as a staff it's the SEC championship game as a goal?
No, not really. We don't talk about any goals in terms of those kind of things. We talk about maximum getting the most out of every team we've ever had, and that's the ultimate goal, which, you know, ultimately you can say is get to the SEC championship, and we've been able to do that a lot. But that's really it. It's about beating every team on the East and beating our permanent crossover and beating our in-state rival. That's what we talk about.
All right, Kirby, we know you got to run. We appreciate the time. Best of luck on Saturday, and hopefully we can talk again in the not-too-distant future.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
You got it.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save. And save and win.
When you buy a used car, don't be taken for a ride. Get Ford Blue Advantage certified at Wade Ford, Atlanta's headquarters for factory-certified pre-owned vehicles. Go to WadeFord.com. There you'll find a great selection of Ford Blue Advantage certified used cars, trucks, and SUVs. With Blue certified, nearly all makes and all models are in stock now. You'll find something perfect for just about any budget. Buy with confidence at the Wade Ford factory-certified used car outlet at WadeFord.com. Wade Ford. We are Atlanta's Ford dealer.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.